Well, back in the 70s when it first started, it was Earth Day, and it sort of came and went, and maybe a handful of people were aware of it. And then I think it was dormant for a while. But then we had Earth Day Dallas, and it was celebrated here. And then all of a sudden, Trammell Crow took it over in 2011, and it grew to Earth Day Texas. And now it's Earth X, and it's a monster. Last year, over 100,000 attendees, 900 exhibitors, 260 speakers, and they poured into Fair Park, and I think it's got to be more than that this time, especially with the new CEO, Stephen Kornacek, drawn just right now, the new CEO of Earth X, right?
That's correct.
It couldn't be Earth World. We read it.
It's Earth X.
And that's, so tell me what you have a marketing background.
I do.
Which is a good thing, because this is, you know, been this sort of quiet giant that's going on up there. Tell me about Earth X now. And it's not just one day.
Oh, no. Earth X is a series of events. It starts as with a film festival on April 13th, and the films go on through the expo, which is Friday, the April 20th, Saturday 21st, and through the 22nd.
Which is actually the Earth Day, right?
That's 22nd is Earth Day.
Historically. Right?
Correct. In addition to the film festival, we have a number of conferences, business conferences, that are happening that begin on Wednesday.
You know, I was struck, when I first talked to Trammell about this 2 or 3 years ago, I guess, about the diversity of attendees. I remember he had, for example, Rick Perry was there, who was against most everything that he stood for. But, I mean, it made for some fascinating dialogue.
And Trammell and EarthX, you know, we see it really as a kind of a common ground, a safe ground, where folks who generally don't talk to each other in Washington can come together and safely talk to each other here in Dallas.
You know, it strikes me that that finally, you know, I mean, it costs a lot to be environmentally conscious. I would argue. I mean, solar panels cost a lot, and electric cars were inefficient, and all sorts of things, but suddenly with, you know, with wind power becoming so commonplace, with prices coming down, it's a little easier to be conscious.
No, absolutely. I mean, so an electric vehicle may cost a lot initially, but you're not paying for gas. So as, you know, over time, you know, as far as gas consumption and as far as, you know, also kind of your personal impact on climate, you know, it's efficient, and you're right. It really is not costing a lot.
And with 900 exhibitors, I mean, I don't know, maybe you didn't have any trouble attracting people, but I would think you're pulling from a bigger pool now.
We're pulling from a very large pool. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons to go from Earth Day Dallas initially, then Earth Day Texas, and now EarthX is because, you know, we have people coming from all over the world.
And this is the largest such
thing. Yes, it's the largest conference, film festival, and expo, ecological conference, film festival, and expo in the world.
So how do you, so you're a marketing guy. How do you market something like this?
Well, using the word largest, it certainly helps.
Yeah.
And, you know, marketing it, you know, basically that this is happening in Dallas, Texas. That this is not can't happen in San Francisco. This really can't happen in New York, but it can happen here. And, you know, Trammell has done such a phenomenal job of basically branding himself
right.
as this player in the environmental community. I frankly think there might be more awareness from Mexico City to New Zealand to Paris, you know, about this event. And now, really, it's about marketing it to you know, the people here in Dallas and in North Texas.
Yeah, the venue is a great venue, I would think. Is it easy to work with the State Fair, the Fair Park?
Yeah, it's easy to work with. You know, the transforming each of those buildings, you know, it truly, you know, is an effort.
Yeah.
And we have a great production team, and we have a team who's working on it all year round. But back in my career, at one point, I was working at Macy's in New York, and the Thanksgiving Day parade folks reported up to me. And it's just like the parade, because the day after Thanksgiving, the parade crew started working on next year's parade on that Monday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
So this is an ongoing effort. You know, we have a lot of talented people, but, you know, we're working on it all year round.
So is there a like a five-year plan here?
Well, I can tell you that there is a two-year plan. In 2020, it's the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. And so as far as we're expanding today in 2019, I think it's going to be even bigger. And I expect the big bash will happen in 2020.
Will you stay with the same venue, you think?
Yeah, I do believe we will be staying with the same venue. There's one of the reasons we like it is because it's outdoors. We could go to the convention center, but it's not outdoors.
Well, it's also spring. I mean, it's a great time to be outdoors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you seen a long-range weather forecast?
I actually, believe it or not, I looked at the weather forecast for the month of April, and it seems to be clear and in the 70s that weekend.
I love to see. I always go to the technology first. I mean, I've seen, you know, obviously, you know, electric cars and stuff like that, but little tiny cars that are made and smart houses and that sort of thing. What am I going to see this year?
Well, you will see, in addition to the technology, and you'll see renewable energy, and people will learn about recycling, but, you know, some of the kind of extraordinary things that you'll see is that there will be a Greenpeace hot air balloon there.
A Greenpeace hot air balloon?
At the event. And we will also have an Earth Harp. Have you ever heard of an Earth Harp?
Never heard of it.
The Earth Harp is the world's largest string instrument. And it will be right in front of the Hall of State, and the strings go across the park to the Centennial Building and the Automobile Building. And there will be three performances every day, 11, 2, and concluding the event at 5:30 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I've never seen an Earth Harp, and that's something I'm personally looking forward to.
I'd say it's sort of an in-your-face big text.
Absolutely, a big text that sings.
All right, so it sounds like this is, I mean, I know it's a three-day event for you, but for an attendee, can you see everything in one day?
Oh, yeah, I believe so. Definitely in one day. As far as the exhibits, you know, and the events on site, absolutely. But there's plenty to do that, you know, it's worthwhile coming, you know, every day that weekend.
Does it cost anything to get in?
Not if you're smart enough, it can be free. Because if you register at our website, earthx.org, you can register and get free admission.
Oh, I like that. So, I don't even have to carry like an old can of Dr. Pepper.
No. You can register.
Coupon.
Right. Or you can download the EarthX app and register that way. So, yes, it's free. If you haven't registered, however, be prepared to pay $5 for admission.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think we're registered. Stephen Gorychek, the new CEO of the new name, EarthX, coming up April, well, the event April 20th.
Correct.
Starting on April 20th.
Correct.
We wish you all the luck and good weather.
Thank you.
All right.
I promise good weather.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.